The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph discusses at length a number of situations where we see Tanoim and Amoraim, and going back to Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu, where they went out of their way not to embarrass someone and not to speak things that maybe they had a right to say, if it involved in any way speaking badly about other people. And the Gemara, one of the episodes the Gemara quotes is Shechanya ben Yechiel Mehecha Gomela. Where did he learn to avoid embarrassing other people? The Pasuk says, by Yeshua, the Ksivi Yom HaShem Yeshua Ke'em Lech Lamazah Tenoifel Apanecha Chota Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael went to battle on the city of Ai, Yeshua davened, because he saw that obviously if 36 people died in that battle, it must have been because there was an Aveira. Amar Lefanav, and Yeshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Chata? Who did this Aveira that we know was Achan, that took from the Cherem of the city of Yericho, which she wasn't supposed to? Amar V'chi Delutar Ani. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, will I be the one to tell you something like that? Lecha Tel Gerolis. Go make a gyro, go make a lottery, and like that you'll be able to figure out who did the Aveira. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went even out of his way, even in such circumstances, to avoid saying who did an Aveira. And in fact, I saw a beautiful pshat that we remember in the Torah, where Yitzchak was misled by his son Esav and thought that he was a tzaddik, and that's why he wanted to give Esav the brachas and not to Yaakov. And Yaakov and Rivka had to go through an entire ruse with Yaakov getting disguised just to get make sure that Yaakov got the brachas which he deserved and not Esav. So the Farshim ask, couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak was a Navi, so couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told Yitzchak, you should know that your son Esav is not such a tzaddik? But it's the same concept as we learn here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preferred that entire situation should occur better than saying explicitly to Yitzchak that Yaakov, that Esav was a Russian. And the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Sif Yud Zayin, teaches us halacha based on this Gemara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Im Nasa Dovah Shloi Kohagin, if something happened which should not have happened, or bar Ruvain v'shal Shimon, and Ruvain comes and asks Shimon, Mi osas adava azeh? Who did whatever is being whatever happened here? Afilu maven shu Ruvain choyd b'zeh, and even if Shimon understands that he's being accused, perhaps, and therefore he has a reason to want to defend himself, Osloy legalis misha osas adover, he's not allowed to reveal. Afilim rabba atzmai, even if he clearly knows who did it, Rak Yoshef, all he should do is say, Ani lo yisisis adover, I wasn't the one that did it. Im lo yishu dover, unless it's such a situation, even if he wasn't being accused and he wasn't asked, sometimes he would have to say, but otherwise he shouldn't. He should just say it wasn't me. And the Chofetz Chaim says, if by saying it wasn't me, it will be obvious who did it, because let's say the question only involved one, it could have been only one of two people who did it. So by saying it's not me, it's obvious who it was. So there, it depends. If it's something which is not really, which is really not, which is a bad thing, he's allowed to do it. But if it's not such a terrible thing, just for whatever reason, the person who's asking the question is very busy with it, maybe he's not allowed to even say that. Except, says the Chofetz Chaim, we're kegoyim. Im dover zeh minyanim shebein adam l'chaveroi. V'nishn bar kol ha-protish v'chlal zeh. You follow all the halachas that you learned here in this klal of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Oim im minyanim debein adam l'mokim. Or even if it's mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, v'nishbad klal dvarim sh'tekusav n'leil b'chlal dalet sefhei zayin ches ein sham. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. V'kol zeh sh'tekusavnu hu b'tzad hadin. This is what the halach is. But says the Chofetz Chaim, avaroy l'bal nefesh yas l'fnim mishur sadin. It's appropriate that a person should go l'fnim mishur sadin. V'lo yash min esatzvim zeh. A person should try to avoid getting involved. He shouldn't say anything. And then the Chofetz Chaim quotes what we just learned in our Gemara. They were willing to take the blame on themselves. It shouldn't be discovered who did the Aveira. If you're amongst a group, something inappropriate happened, we don't know who did it, you should take the blame on yourself. There are Paiskim to suggest that specifically where somebody is concerned that he's being accused, that he did something wrong, and by saying it wasn't me, it won't in any way reveal who it was, then you're allowed, in order to clear your name, you're allowed to even volunteer, not wait, but even volunteer and say it wasn't me. So there's a very famous Shaila that's discussed by the Paiskim. What happens if a Rebbe wants to know who did something inappropriate in a class? May it be revealed. So Rav Moshe, in the Shaila of Tshuva Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Gimel, and Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed Ois Aleph, holds that it's Osir. And Rav Moshe explains the reason he holds it's osur is because this is a way that you're teaching Talmidim the wrong thing. You're teaching Talmidim that they're allowed to speak badly about other people. And he says that if something inappropriate happened in a classroom and the Rebbe has no way of determining who did it, it should not be determined by having one student speak about another student. Rather, the Rebbe should speak about the seriousness of the matter. The Rebbe should maybe try to get the one who did the wrong thing to admit, but never, says Rav Moshe, should a Rebbe try to have one Talmud speak badly about another Talmud. It's interesting to point out that Rav Moshe and that Tshuva sort of goes back and forth about a Rebbe punishing Talmidim without being 100% sure that he knows that this Talmud did what wasn't supposed to be done. On one hand, Rav Moshe discusses that We know, particularly as we're learning with Masechta Sanhedrin, the requirement that there always be Eidim before we could be sure that something happened. On the other hand, Rav Moshe says, it seems that if there's clear knowledge that this was the perpetrator, even though we don't have Eidim, that may be enough. Moreover, Rav Moshe Natshuva also indicates that a Rebbe should never punish Talmidim with bittul Torah. In other words, taking a child away from learning Torah is not the way to punish a child, even when he deserves a punishment. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Tes Simen Lamed Daled takes somewhat of a different approach. He says that a Rebbe is allowed to ask the Talmidim who did whatever happened, because it's considered Lashon Hara L'Tayelus, that this will prevent this Talmud or other Talmidim from going in the wrong direction. Moreover, he says, by having one Talmud protect another Talmud who did something wrong, that will cause that they should maybe do the wrong thing again. Of course, he says, we should always avoid that it should cause that somebody should be embarrassed publicly. That means if one Talmud will be speaking about another Talmud, it should be done privately. And of course, he should be careful only to say exactly what he knows, not anything else. And that will be, and therefore will not be considered Lashon Hara. Rav Volzner in that tshuva quotes the tshuva that we just mentioned from Rav Moshe, and that Rav Moshe took the position that a Rebbe should never do this. Rav Volzner says that he disagrees, and he says that if the Rebbe feels that it's necessary, he should do it. Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas Van Hoggis Chelik Aleph Simon Tof Lamates, says also where it's for the benefit of the Talmud who did something wrong, not only is it not considered Lashon Hara, but it's imperative on the Talmud who does know who did what's wrong to let his Rebbe know. But, he says, in order that the Talmidim should not in any way have a lesser opinion or lesser seriousness about Lashon Hara, the Rebbe should explain to them that the reason he's doing this is because it's for the benefit of the Talmud, that he should be able to work with that Talmud, not to in any way belittle the seriousness of Lashon Hara. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, I actually saw, says that it could be in a situation where the Talmud will see that, where Rav Moshe would agree that under certain circumstances, if the Rebbe feels that this is the best approach to the chinuch, even Rav Moshe would agree that you're allowed to do it. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein takes two interesting approaches here in the Chashukei Chemet. One is that he takes the approach that if the Rebbe knows that if it doesn't require the Talmud explicitly speaking about another Talmud, all that's required is just sort of being meramez, hinting, and the Rebbe will figure out what happened. Could be Rav Moshe would be lenient. And then he makes another very important point. He says in our Gemara, what happened was that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal to Yeshua who did the Aveira, because the Gemara itself says Yeshua had another way of finding out, which he actually ultimately used, was by doing a Goyo. So of course, if there's another way of determining, we should never rely on one person speaking about another person. But in a case where the Rebbe has no other option of how to find out what happened, could be our Gemara is not a raya. There's an interesting shaila that I saw that was asked to Rabbi Yoshev. A Talmud was talking to his Rebbe and told him over a chiddush in learning, and the Rosh Yeshiva who he was telling the chiddush to did not like the chiddush. A Talmud wanted to protect himself, that his Rebbe, his Rosh Yeshiva, shouldn't think that he isn't learning well. So the question is, can he say that he heard this chiddush from his Magid Shir? So Rabbi Yosher paskened that he shouldn't say who he heard it from. All he should do is just say that it wasn't my chiddush. I heard it from somebody else. Another question that I saw Rev Moshe Sternbach discusses in the Shas Chuvas Chuvas and Hagus, Chelik Hey Choshe Mishpat Simon Shin Tzadiches, is if there's a purpose in repeating to a Rav of a community something that's happening in his community, somebody in his community is doing something inappropriate, he's allowed to say it to the Rav. And he in fact quotes a story that there was once a sifa in Vilna, and the Chafetz Chaim wanted that all the rabbanim who attended that sifa should sign a letter against Lashon Hara. And Rav Chaim Moisa said, we have to think about it, because maybe sometimes a Rav needs to hear about something that's going on in his community. And it should be therefore repeated.